We're up to the phrase "Hu Masha Omer Shlomo." Probably easy to find because it has in parentheses Mishlei Beis Dalet. Beis Gimel. I think it's a mistake. I think it's Beis Gimel. You with me in Hu Masha Omer
Shlomo? I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Hu Masha Omer Shlomo im tivakshenlo kekeset ukematmon im tichapsenlo os tovin yiras Hashem. If you will seek yiras Hashem like silver or like money. Some learn it's talking about silver more. We're going to go more with those that say that the Vilna Gaon seems to say also talking about money, not the metal silver that you mine, but looking for money. Ukimatmonim techapseno, or you search for it, like you search for a treasure. Os tovin yiras Hashem, then you'll be able to understand yiras Hashem. Eino omer os tovin philosophia, doesn't say that if you seek and search for wisdom, you'll find philosophy. So it's obviously not talking about that. Oh, as tovin techuna, or you'll understand geometry. As tovin refuah, you'll understand medicine. As tovin dinim, you'll understand halachas. Maybe dinim are specifically what we call halacha, and halachos are what the Yerushalmi calls the Gemara, right? Mishnah and halacha. So halacha could be Gemara. Elo as tovin yiras Hashem. It says that in order to understand Yiras Hashem, you have to seek it out like you seek out money, and like you, look for a treasure. Harei lecha shelohavin hayira tzorech levakish osa kekesef ulechapes osa kematmoni. Okay, in order to really understand Yiras Hashem, from this pasuk you see that you have to seek it out like money, and look for it like a treasure. Okay, so let's stop here and understand what that means. So what does looking for it, bakasha, is one thing, and chipus is a second thing. One is like seeking desiring. Levakesh means to seek, but it doesn't really mean to seek. Levakesh means to want, to, I guess it means seek out. So it means seeking it like money, and matmoni means to search for it, like you search for treasure. So I have about 6 different pshatim of what this means, and each one, I think, has some truth to it. So it implies how you're supposed to learn to understand Yiras Hashem. The Shlomo HaMelech is telling you there's 2 different tracks of being able to acquire Yiras Hashem through seeking it out and searching for it. One is like seeking out money, and the other one is like searching for a treasure. So the first one is the following. And you can think of other ones as I'm talking, and if you're mechaven to what I'm saying, so we'll leave it with that. Okay. The idea of levakesh is where basically the thing is known, right? Known what it is, and more or less how to get it, except you have to get it. You have to go and be mevakesh. You have to seek it out. Okay? The Vilna Gaon says not like this, but in any case, this seems to me like a possibility, right? You know where the money is, you just have to find ways of getting it, okay? You know there are jobs out there, you know how a person earns money, right? How he makes money in business or in merchandise or whatever it may be. It's clear pretty much where to find it, except you have to find ways of making it accessible to you. That's the levakesh. Levakesh means to make something accessible to you. And that's like seeking out money. And for that, you need to know that it's important, that you need the money, right? That's important to do. Once you've decided it's important to do, you will make it your business to go and find those things and make it accessible to you. Okay. And that includes making an effort and using the right kinyonim, the right hishtadlus, to be able to acquire it. Okay? It doesn't mean necessarily looking for something that you don't know what it is and where it is. You know what it is, you know where it is. Once you've made the decision that it's worth seeking and making the effort to get, then you have to make the proper kinds of efforts to acquire it. Okay. Matmon, a treasure, you don't know where it is. Okay? And therefore, until you find it, you don't know what it is. So you're looking for something unknown, pretty much. And you don't know where to look for it either. Right? It's hit and miss. So those are the things that... So how do we apply that to Yiras Hashem? There are certain things that you know. These are clearly the methods. And this is what the Mesillas Yesharim is going to speak about. The kinyonim of how to acquire these character traits, along with what are they. That's the Tvakshenu Kekesev. If you're going to make the attempt to seek out Yiras Hashem by learning what you're supposed to learn, okay, and you'll be able to find that learning in obvious places, okay, and you will then find the right means of acquiring what you learned. So that's called the Tvakshenu Kekesev. But after that, you're going to find out that in the process of doing what you thought was obvious, okay, just needed the effort to do it, you're going to discover things that you don't even realize that you're going to find. You're going to discover things with tremendous siyata d'shmaya, then kematmonim techapsena, you're going to be able to find things that you didn't know that you were going to find. Treasures that will come from that learning, new things that you didn't even think about when you started learning these things. Those are the two things. First is you have to make up your mind that you're going to seek what you know and find it where you think you're going to find it, and just make the proper hishtadlus to make it accessible. And then you'll find out that you will, in the course of doing that, find treasures also that you never even imagined that you would be able to understand or learn or know, or that there's such a thing exists. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that maybe we're talking about two different things here, and that's, again, the whole structure of the Mesillas Yesharim is two parts. The first part is to know what these midos are. What is Rizus? What is Zahirus? What is Kedusha? Okay, he describes them. What are they? And then he describes how do you acquire it? What do you have to do to acquire these things? Very nice to know what they are, but how do you make them something that you acquire? Right? Not something that you just know theoretically, but something that you actually live and do. And what are you supposed to know, what not to lose these things? What are you supposed to do in order not only to acquire them, but not to lose them, not to destroy them, to make them, if you have them already, to lose them? So that's the structure of the Mesillas Yesharim. So it could be, im tevakshenu kekesef, means just like a person seeks out means of earning money, right? So that is seeking out the wisdom. That's tevakshenu kekesef. You're going to seek out the wisdom so you'll know what these midos are. That's talking about the learning. Matmonim techapsena is that you will search in ways of getting the treasure. The treasure is more the actual fulfillment and living these midos. That's the treasure. The kesef is the wherewithal to get the treasure. Money is a means to reach an end. Treasures are an end in themselves. So you seek out the means to reach the end, which is the matmon, which is the treasure, which is to actually live these midos. So the kesef is the means, which is the learning, and the matmon is the treasure, which is the actual fulfilling. Okay, that's the second idea. The Rabbi Beno Yonah says that there are two things represented here, Rabbi Beno Yonah and Mishlei. He says there's one thing of searching out wisdom, especially the wisdom of knowing Yira Shamayim, Midos Tovos, right? Of searching it, seeking it out like Keseth. That means people are willing to put in bother to earn a living, because they know that if they don't earn a living, they are going to starve to death. So it's worth the bother, right? You don't say, well, you know, it's too much bother, so I'll starve. Right, you do everything you can to earn a living, whatever it may be. Okay, you put in tremendous effort because you know you have no other choice. So bikush hakesef is being willing to put in tremendous effort and understand that it's necessary and that it's worth it. That's the first level. Then there's kematmonim techapseno as a higher level. In that first level, where you're striving to earn a living, because you know that it is crucial, you may not enjoy earning your living, but you know you have to do it. You're willing to do it even though you don't enjoy it. But when you're looking for a treasure, and you know what the treasure is, right, then it's not just worth the bother. You are excited, and the bother itself becomes a simcha. So says Rabbeinu Yonah. So there's two levels. One is you start by understanding how important it is to put in the effort to learn about Yiras Hashem. You graduate to a second level, right, where it's not even a bother, but it's the tircha and the bother itself becomes a simcha, because you know that it's going to lead you to a treasure. So you're excited about the search. That's the chapsena. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, and that explains what seems to be, we spoke about this already in a different context, what seems to be the contradiction between what causes galus. In the Chukosai, it says, in the Chukosai telechu sheyiyu amelim batorah, that if a person puts in tremendous effort into Torah, then he'll get all the good brachas that are the opposite of galus. And if you don't put in that effort, then you're going to go into galus. So what creates galus or not galus is lack of effort in Torah. And yet in Kisavo it says, Tachas asher lo avadeta es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvetuv levav, that galus comes because we didn't do the Torah happily, with simcha, and with a good heart. Now on the surface that seems to be contradictory, because it seems to say that at the same time that you have to put in tremendous effort into acquiring and observing Torah, you have to enjoy it. Now, the two things don't seem to go together. But what we just said now, right, answers the question. Because something that you understand is worth doing, not only worth it, but you're going to find a treasure, then the bother and the investment and the effort not only are worth it, not only are you willing to do it because it's crucial, but you enjoy it. It becomes an enjoyable task, because you realize the treasure that you're finding. So the treasure hunt is also an exciting experience, right? Go on a treasure hunt, you don't complain, right? If you go to work in the morning, right, you may complain. But people don't complain usually on treasure hunts. So that's the difference.
That's why comparing this to a gold rush, silver rush.
Yeah, okay. Gold rush. Whatever matmon it could be. Okay. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, so the Tivakshenu Kekesef is one level, and Kematmonim Techapsena is a higher level. Okay.
What does the Mishas Chachma Yiras Hashem? What is the concept of Yiras Hashem being?
That's what he's going to say. That's the next piece. Okay, so he says, first of all, you see from here that you need to work on getting Yiras Hashem, right? And it's talking about Chochmah. It's talking, the pasuk before this in Mishlei is talking about Chochmah. And it's talking about Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem. If you will, right, seek the Chochmah that's necessary with all the effort that's necessary, then you'll find what's called Yiras Hashem. So what he's trying to prove from here is Yiras Hashem is not something you get simply. It's Chochmah, and it's something you have to work on. Okay, and now here he's explaining the working on it. And the next piece will describe why that's called Chochmah. Okay, what does that mean, Chochmah? Okay, another idea, which is similar to one of the ones I said before. Bikush, looking for kesef, is you're looking for it in the places that you expect to find it. Right? You look for money in places where you expect to make a living. You don't look for it in places that you don't expect. Chipus is, when you're looking for treasures, you don't know where to look. It's, you know, hit and miss. So you look in places that maybe aren't so obvious. So you have to seek Yiras Hashem and Chochmah in two different kinds of places. One where it's obvious to you, you're going to find it. And then you have to also make chipusim, right? You have to make searches, maybe to find it in areas where you're not going to get it directly where you thought, but you're going to find it through other things indirectly that you didn't expect to find it. Similar to something we said before. But it's searching out areas that you didn't necessarily think you're going to find Chochmah and Yiras Hashem there, and areas where you knew to begin with that you would find them or whatever. The last shot I have is... the second to last shot. That Kesef is that which is absolutely necessary. Now, there's two levels of learning about Midos and Yiras Hashem. There's putting in the effort to know the basics. With less than that, you're not going to be able to function as a real Jew without knowing the basics of Yiras Hashem, and that takes a lot of effort. That's in Kesef Tivakshena. You're looking for the basics to be able to survive. A matmon is not basic. That's an extra. That's lifting Meshura Sadin. So you're not going to be satisfied only with the very basic. You're going to also be mechates more than you need, right? Because you realize that the lifting Meshura Sadin is also important. So the first level is to seek out that which is absolutely necessary to be able to function properly in Yiras Hashem. And the second is to search out even areas that are not necessary, that are lifting Meshuras Hadin, that are beyond the necessary, because you realize that you enhance your Yiddishkeit when you'll do lifting Meshuras Hadin. So one's talking about what's necessary, and one's talking about what is lifting Meshuras Hadin. And lastly, and I think this is a nice shot, the difference between Chipus and Bikush is the following. Where do we find chipus? By Bedikas Chametz, we learn it from Vayichapes by Ache Yosef. Yosef called the brothers back. He hid his goblet by Binyamin, and he told his men, "Search for it." Okay. Searching. Let's say Mevakesh Kesef. Right. When you seek out Kesef, you know what you're looking for. You know pretty much where you can find it, like we said, and you just need the means of accessing it. But when you're searching for something, so there's two things here. One is you're searching for it to find it, but you know that a lot of the search is going to be to know where it's not, process of elimination. You don't think you're going to find it in the first place, but you'll eliminate that it's not there. So maybe you'll find it someplace else. Now there's a mila in chipus of knowing where it's not there. Like bedikas chametz. You don't necessarily want to find chametz. That's why the bracha, your yotze, even if you don't find anything. You just want to make sure that you eliminate any possibility that chametz is there. So the chipus is not necessarily to find it at that spot, but to eliminate that it's not, at least not here. Maybe somewhere else, but it's not here. So that narrows down the search. When it comes to a treasure, you obviously want to find the treasure eventually, but it's worth searching in various places in order to eliminate those as possibilities. Mela, there's two things the Mesillas Yesharim speaks about, and this fits in very nicely with it. In every perek, he speaks about three things. What is the Mida? Okay, that is to find the wisdom, the explanation, what is it all about, so you know intellectually what it is. And to find those places where you can acquire it. In other words, those things that you need to acquire this mita. Both of those are called imtivakshenu kekesef. You're looking for the silver, you're looking for the money, you know where to look, the ikar is to access it. Okay. But the second thing that he mentions, aside from the knowledge, is how to acquire it and how not to lose it. What not to do to prevent yourself from getting this mita. Okay. So that is like a search. I search out and know this is, I know I'm not going to find it. Right? I didn't find the mita here, but I know I've ruled it out. This is not something that's going to bring me to that mita. This is not something that's going to bring me to the treasure. The treasure is not here. So that's the second thing. Is you search out even those areas that you eliminate. So you know that this mita is not going to be found in this area. That's also a mazel. Because you know now where not to waste your time, what things to stay away from. This is not where the treasure is. That's also part of it. Okay, that's all I have to say. Yes?
You just mentioned yourself, Kimatmon. Say Kimatmon, it's Kimatmonim.
Kimatmonim, okay.
Exactly.
Good thing to say. You can explain it, I don't get it.
Kimatmonim,
yeah,
is the plural, and Kasif is in the singular. The plural is you're searching for what you want.
I hear. I agree. Okay.
Why is the descriptive word first before Kasif and the descriptive word after Matmonim?
I'll tell you pshat in a second, but what's the real pshat? Based on most of the things we said, it fits in very nicely. Kesef, you know what the goal is. You know what you want to get. So you have to make the bikush, and you'll get to the kesef. Okay? By the matmonim, right, the main thing is first knowing there is a matmon somewhere. Now you have to search it out. Here the idea is not that there's kesef somewhere. Of course there's kesef somewhere, right? People make money. The main thing over here is to find the means of getting that kesef that you know where it is, right? So, tivakshenu, and then you'll read to the kesef. Here, first you have to know there's a matmon. Then you can, what's it called, be mechapesed. But if you don't know there's a matmon to begin with, there's nothing to be mechapesed. If you don't know that there's a treasure somewhere, you don't start looking around for treasure in a place where there may be no treasure at all. Right? But kimatmonim, if you know there's a treasure, then go search it out. You don't have to know there's kesef. There's obviously kesef. You just have to make sure that you find the way of getting to it.
Treasure is what you might lose in the
mitzvah? No, the way we're saying now is treasure is even including looking in those areas where you will rule out that the treasure's not here, so it must be somewhere else. I know in general the treasure's somewhere in this area. There's a treasure on the moshav, right? I check house number one, it's not there. So that now narrows it down to 59 other houses. I gain something by knowing it's not here. That's in my estimation, that's one pshat. Another pshat could be that the matmonim goes back on the first. Im tevakshenu kakesef vichim matmonim, right? That sometimes you're seeking out the kesef or the treasure. But the treasure also goes on, or kematmonim techapsen, which then brings up both my things. You can also look for the matmon, you can also rule out where it's not. So by the matmon, both things apply. By the kesef, only the tevakish applies. But either one basically are. They point to the center. I like that last shot better. That the chapseno means you can search it out in a place and rule out that it's, you know, it's what's it called, a process of elimination. I know it's not here, so that narrows it down to where it may be, but I know it's not here for sure. That's also a mila. On the other hand, by looking for a living, right, you're not going to get any great thing of ruling out where you're not going to earn a living. Right, you just want to know where you're going to earn a living. You don't want to rule out. By the matmon, you're helping yourself narrowing down the search by knowing where it's not. Okay. Okay, anybody else has any anything to add on this? Yes.
Well,
wait a second.
Yeah, when I read it, my immediate reaction was the Rakesh was the thing. You go and you ask Hashem for the meeting. And then the
Madmon
is
the Tishtan. Very nice. Who said this?
I just
Very nice. Very nice.
We're always talking about, we talk about Bakasha, we're talking about Tefillah.
In other words, okay, let's not narrow it to Tefillah, but I like the idea. Now, the first thing is, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, you understand that it's important to seek this out. You come to realize that you've got to earn a living. Otherwise, you're going to starve. So there you've acquired the desire to do something. You know it's important to seek this out. And then go do it. Techapsena. Techapsena is putting it into practice. So now you know it's important. Right? Now you know that the earning a living is a treasure. Go seek out that treasure and do it. First thing is, know that it's important to want it. And then go do something about it. That's nice. Very nice. Could be. It doesn't answer 100% why this is matmonim and this is kesef, because it could be the same thing, tevakish the kesef, then techapes the kesef. But it could be that, just to add to what you're saying, you realize that earning a living is important to you. Okay? Now it becomes like a treasure, you might as well go do something about it. And that fits with Rabbeinu Yonah. You're willing to put in the effort, theoretically. And now that you realize that that effort is so much worth it, it's a treasure that you're finding, earning a living. It's not just something you have to do. Something now that you want to do. And that's a matmon, memeli, you're going to put in the effort and not consider it a bother. All right, that's very nice. Very nice.